From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump sent North Korea a fresh warning Thursday not to engage in new provocations. Trump's notice comes as reports increased of an imminent public gesture by Pyongyang to mark the 105th anniversary of the birth of the late leader Kim Il-sung on Saturday, possibly a nuclear test. North Korea responded Friday, with its vice foreign minister telling the Associated Press that the situation on the Korean Peninsula is now in a vicious cycle and that Pyongyang won't keep its arms crossed in the face of a preemptive strike by the U.S. The North Korean official also blamed President Trump for raising tensions, saying that his aggressive tweets were making trouble. Meantime, Trump is not ruling out the Chinese leader playing a role in defusing the tensions with North Korea.
And what I do is I authorize my military. We have the greatest military in the world, and they've done a job as usual. So we have given them total authorization, and that's what they're doing. And frankly, that's why they've been so...
That was President Trump, obviously speaking about the Afghan situation, which we'll tell you about just momentarily. Meantime, in a separate comment earlier, Mr. Trump said the United States prepared to tackle the North Korean crisis without China, if necessary. An American aircraft carrier and other warships are steaming toward the Korean Peninsula in a show of force this week, although there has been no specific U.S. threat of retaliation if Pyongyang conducts another nuclear test or launches more missiles in defiance of U.N. sanctions. And the U.S. warplane dropped the largest bomb in America's arsenal on an Islamic State bunker complex in northeastern Afghanistan on Thursday. No reports right now of damage or casualties. This is VOA News. Voters in Turkey will consider a constitutional referendum Sunday on whether to transform their government from the current parliamentary system into a powerful executive presidency. The issue has split the nation. Critics accuse President Recep Tayyip Erdogan of trying to create a dictatorship, while his supporters claim the changes will protect the will of the people. Dorian Jones reports from Istanbul.
Istanbul, Turkey's largest city, accounts for about one-fifth of the electorate, and how it votes will likely prove decisive in Sunday's referendum. With opinion polls showing the outcome is too close to call, both sides are feverishly campaigning. Yes, campaigners argue that extending the president's powers will strengthen democracy by ensuring stability. For the no voters, the proposed reforms, extending presidential power over the judiciary and allowing rule by decree, opens the door to dictatorship, as this no campaigner explains. She says, people come and ask us why we should say no. We try to explain to them. To be honest, we say no to one-man regime. For both opponents and supporters, the referendum has come down to one man, incumbent President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. Dorian Jones for VOA News, Istanbul.
The new U.S. spy chief blasted the anti-secrecy group WikiLeaks in his first public comments, labeling it a hostile intelligence organization out to damage the U.S. as much as any terrorist organization.
It's time to call out WikiLeaks for what it really is, a non-state hostile intelligence service often abetted by state actors like Russia. In January of this year, our intelligence community determined that Russian military intelligence, the GRU, had used WikiLeaks to release data of U.S. victims that the GRU had obtained through cyber operations against the Democratic National Committee.
CIA Director Mike Pompeo went on to say and call WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange as a darling of terrorist groups, saying a member of the Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula recently thanked Assange on social media for providing a means to fight America in a way that the militant group had not previously envisioned. The entire United States Nations Security Council voted Thursday to end the Haiti peacekeeping mission, MINUSTAH, which has been accused of everything from indifference to sexual misconduct. For more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown, reporting here in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.